That was one of the great things that we did at the time. And so we built up a lot of work in the semiconductor area. And then, of course, we continued in magnetics, but it was obvious after a while that magnetics was... I still had the belief that integrated memories would be better than cores. However, I gradually lost belief because gradually it became evident that as the core industry grew and grew, it was always more difficult
to displace it,
right? And right. And furthermore, you always had to promise much more, and so that every time you made an advance, and in fact we did make fantastic advances, and every time we produced one miracle after another, so to speak, why, it wasn't enough, because in the meantime the core memory had become better, that much the better. And so we then started to work in superconductive memories with the idea that you could make a much bigger jump in capacity. And by the way, the superconductive technology was used by IBM. Well, first of all, it was conceived by the people at MIT. It was exploited by IBM during Project Lightning, but we thought for the wrong reason, for logic, because we thought that was too slow, and anyway, transistors were much better anyway. However, we thought that for memory it would be quite a ticket, because it would be a way of making huge planes. And there, the fact that you had to provide liquid helium wouldn't be so painful, since you sort of amortize it over something that's worthwhile. And we, in fact, did make huge planes. In fact, we made planes that even today make the biggest planes of semiconductors look like peanuts, because we made planes of 250,000 bits. Now, the biggest one in semiconductors are only 16,000. So, but there again, in looking with the perspective of time, I see that we were somewhat Don Quixotic, because to get the 16,000 memory planes without errors, the industry is having a whole industry behind it with millions of dollars and crews of dozens and dozens of people working, and here we were with a tiny little group trying to do a technology that, of course, is somewhat easier, I think, than semiconductors, but nevertheless quite a fancy technology, and to do a perfect job, because nothing but perfection wins, on a much bigger scale. And so that I think the fact that we made a few planes without errors was a fantastic achievement, but that was another thing we did during that.